For someone visiting Austin for the first time, some things may look weird. When we first arrived in Austin several weeks ago, we found few unusual things that we eventually decided to explore in this podcast. My name is Aygerim Toluhan.
And my name is Ilnur Alimova.
We are journalists from Kazakhstan. It is a huge former Soviet Union country in Central Asia, located between Russia and China.
We are visiting KUT Radio on a professional fellowship to learn more about American journalism. Back home, we cover politics, human rights, media freedom for independent media outlets. Let's start with scooters. They are everywhere here. These dockless scooters look so chaotic on the streets, as if they have invaded Austin. In many cases, we have seen scooters block pedestrians' way. So we were curious and asked Austinites what they think about it.
I've never ridden on one, honestly, because I've had so many friends who got into accidents riding on these, and they've got some like serious injuries. So yeah, I just haven't ridden on one.
Michelle is a student at the University of Texas at Austin. Apparently, scooters cause as many as 20 injuries per 100,000 scooter trips, according to Austin Public Health Report. And as authorities struggle to regulate this fairly new type of transportation, we wondered why at least not regulate where you park the scooters.
So, yeah, I honestly don't know why.
The problem with parking scooters actually started to cause environmental concerns. There have been a number of reports of dockless scooters being dumped into Lady Bird Lake. It is unclear who is throwing them there. Are these frustrated Austinites who decided to take control of the parking situation? Food for thought. Surprisingly, there are some regulations for scooters that apply the same way as bikes. They were approved in May by the Austin City Council. The new rules ban scooter riders from blocking sidewalks and building entrances, but it seems not all the scooter riders follow them.
The same thing goes with marijuana. We know that it is illegal to smoke weed in Texas, but the first thing we notice is that there is a smell of marijuana everywhere. Why? We asked Mark, another UT student.
I think Austin in general is a pretty relaxed city. So depending on like the bars and spots that you go to, the people and that are running it are pretty relaxed.
But it's still confusing to us. Why is the smoking pot culture so open if it's illegal? The recent changes in law that differentiate between hemp and marijuana made it even more confusing. It became harder for police to enforce the law for people caught with small amounts of weed.
Maybe they just let them get away with it.
Exploring the question about marijuana policy led us to the street where many of Austin's bars and nightclubs are located. So-called Dirty Sixth Street is famous for its music venues, bars, and fancy hotels. We were wondering why Sixth Street became a famous entertainment district and the history behind that. First, we asked a woman named Sophia if she knew the reason.
I guess because it's near downtown and near the river, so it's a very like good location. It's not far from everything, you know, a convenient location.
Did you know that 6th Street used to be called Pecan Street? It was a trade and commercial district in the late 1880s, and most of the notable buildings on 6th Street were already built at that time. By the 1970s, when liquor laws were liberalized, East 6th Street was one of the primary magnets for live music. 6th Street became popular in the 1970s, when the Pecan Street Festival started. The festival attracted street food vendors, bands, poets, and comedians. But nobody seems to know who came up with the name Dirty 6th Street.
We are living in a student dormitory, and it was weird for us that you can't just open windows to let the fresh air in. Plus, it is super cold inside. So we asked Michelle, a UT student, what she thinks about it.
I've heard rumors that like someone who used to live in the dorm, like he or she like committed suicide like through that window. So I don't know. I've heard that that's the reason why they started not letting people open the door, the windows in the dormitories.
There were indeed cases of suicides in student dorms. We found that school policy says opening windows can be a safety and security risk, and you can be fined for that. And the last question goes to storm drain systems in Austin. Why are they so big? Personally, I've noticed that after watching a horror movie It, in which an evil clown ate a child hiding in a large sewage drain. For UT student Mark, our question did sound weird.
So you're asking why are the sewers so big? I mean, I assume to help with flooding, but I'm not entirely sure.
So we decided to go to a specialist who can give us the right answer. We went to Austin's Watershed Protection Department.
So my name is Reem June. I work with a storm drain system. My job is to do flood risk reduction.
What Mark told us did make sense. Reem said that Austin is located in Flash Flood Alley, which means that storms here can be quite intense.
The inlets are sized large enough where the water can get into the pipe during those intense storm events.
Okay, we got it now. But what happens if the storm drainage system is blocked by leaves or trash?
1,100 miles of a storm drain system get cleaned over every two-year cycle. So yes, we do get debris build up, but we also have a crew who regularly clean them.
And just out of curiosity, where does all this rainwater end up?
Eventually, all the water goes to the creek, and then from the creek, it goes to the Lady Bird Lake or the Town Lake.
As you can see, exploring storm drainage system in Austin led to many other questions. And we hope you like this episode.
This was Ilnur Alimova
and Aygirim Toluhan for KUT AT Explained.